It's Page Artists and Father is the title of that song, taking us to time for that special interview I told you about. And I think, you know, having observed a lot of things taking place in our society, you can definitely agree with me that there is definitely a need for us to come together and pray as a nation. And with that being said, I made a promise earlier on that I'd be speaking to Advocate Moli Maliti today. I hope I'm pronouncing your surname right. Good afternoon, Advocate, and welcome.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Good afternoon. And let me greet your listeners.
I love your energy. I must say, definitely love it. It is an afternoon. We don't need a sleepy, you know, attitude. So I really, really love it. Now, Advocate Moli, you are part of the National Prayer Convention that's coming up in the north of Pretoria in this month. Maybe tell us a bit more about the National Prayer Convention. First of all, what is it all about, and what brought about the idea? Like I'm saying, there's such a need for prayer in our nation right now.
You know, Luko, you have just made a good introduction of the need for prayer for this nation.
Yep.
Therefore, we all need to assemble together and agree that we are a nation bleeding, wounded, wailing, and it is only God that can be able to rescue us.
Yeah.
You know, we have been through an era of political upheavals and whatever you can name it, but we found ourselves in a more worse situation than what we had expected. And therefore, we need to say South Africa back to God.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been going around to Luko and realize that people are hungry for God. Therefore, we need to say as South Africans, let us break down the walls of division of intercessors and the churches and the ministries and just find one God that Paul is saying.
Yeah.
Do not say this is of Peter, I am of Paul, I am of Apollo, I am of this denomination and whatever. Who has died for all of us? Christ. And this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
We want to combine and call all the believers in Christ, all the intercessors, and say, let us stand in unity together and pray for this country. And hence we have actually then called Dr. John Mulinde. And I hope that people know him, but those that do not know him, he is from Uganda. He is sent out to the nations. If you can sit under the leadership of this man of God, you will realize that he is not just a pastor of one church. He is a pastor and teacher of intercessors internationally. There is absolutely no country that he has not touched in order to train intercessors to say, how do you pray together? And how, in what manner do you pray?
Sure.
Look, what if you can allow me?
Yeah.
My dearest, I cannot leave this out. Dr. John Mulinde is teaching about holiness, purity, complete submission, full obedience, total repentance to God. Are we together?
Yep. Still here.
We want this country to be cleansed and come back to God so that people would know that God has got to be to reside here and to govern every system of this country, to govern the government of this country, the economy of this country, the health institution, the education. Look how we have made a mess. We have made a mess with the laws that we have created.
That's true.
We have made a mess by putting into place the Alice Bailey 10-point plan, which are now giving rise to the Bella Bill and the putting homophobia, whatever, in the education system. We have chased God out of the system, out of the church. We have chased God out of the education, out of government. We have made a mess. Now we need people like Dr. John Mulinde, who have been sent to the nations to say, how does God restore a nation? and redeem a nation and heal a nation which is bleeding like ours.
Yeah.
And he will be coming. Sure. In at the Acacia Hall next week, we are starting with a conference, which is starting on the 12th of August and ends on the 17th.
Yeah.
And it is at the Acacia Community Hall in Pretoria North.
Okay, okay.
It is very, very important that, let me give you my contact number right now, Luco, so that everyone that would like to come and respond to being part of this big assignment, which does not stop only on the 17th, it's going to be continuous as a national prayer.
Yeah.
Causing the different intercessors and believers to continuously come together to pray. Mm. It is the beginning.
It's the beginning.
Therefore, let me just release my number.
Okay, go ahead. Not a problem.
073-190-5543. Let me repeat it, because I'm going to give about three numbers so that people can be able to be in contact with others who are working on this assignment.
All right.
073-190-5543. That is for me, Molima Leite.
Mm-hmm.
And the other number is 061-583-7314. Let me repeat this one, 061-583-7314. The last number is 071-409-3909.
Mm.
Let me repeat, 071-409-3909. The reason why I'm giving this information, Luke, about the numbers is that then we would send the person who is requesting for, the person who says, I want to attend, we will send him or her a link for registration.
Okay, okay.
We need to have people to register, because we have the capacity of a hall, then we can be able to say, so far, we have been able to reach so many people who are definitely coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is all about the logistics.
I love the sound of that. Maybe also, Mama, you can also just outline to us, in those couple of days, is it for everyone all those days, or do you have a day for, because I think there's a day for leaders and pastors, or do people just show up, or are the details going to be given once a person gets into the link?
Yes, but the information that I can release right now, number one, is that we are going to have the gate opener, our beloved Tato Hatiaruna, the Reverend T.A. Ralekhole, who is going to be working with Dr. John Mulinde. You know, when you visit a nation, there must be a spiritual elder.
Of course.
In the nation.
Of course.
That welcomes you and opens up the gates.
Yeah.
So that is what is going to be happening. Reverend Ralekhole will be opening up the gates of South Africa. Oh, we shall be saying, he shall be saying, lift up your heads, all you gates of South Africa, be lifted up, that the King of Glory, Jesus Christ, may come to rule and reign in this country.
Mm.
And from then, they will be working together, doing the teaching and the preaching. Basically, during the course of the day, we will have the teachings of intercessors in the afternoon, 3 p.m., and then 6 p.m., it is a service. But are some days where we are going to have three sessions, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m.
Okay.
So it is very, very important that when people are there, because I cannot give a list of all those specific time slots right now. But right from the first day, then they will get to know about the schedule, which is basically two sessions in some days, three sessions in some days. Yes.
All right. No, that is perfect. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, Advocate Mulu, before I let you go? I must say, great initiative.
Let me add by saying the whole convention is for free.
I love the sound of that.
Yes, no payment made. This gospel, we got it for free.
Mm.
We shall give it away for free.
Amen.
And the organizers of this conference are our pastors, Itumeleng and Pastor Dineo Sikhwani.
Mm-hmm.
They are the organizers of this conference. And we shall have the worshippers.
Yeah.
We shall have the worshippers. One small seat. Lucas Maloma will be gracing the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Philima Dua and Pastor Dima Dua and Becky M will be gracing this convention.
Mm.
So that Dr. John Mulinde's convention will appeal to each and every worshipper, intercessor, in whatever way. Everyone will get into contact with God through worship, through the word, through the teaching, through warfare, through whatever mode of prayer.
Yeah.
Hence, we have been able to call, you know, a myriad of everyone to be there in the conference.
Love the sound of that. Thank you so much, Advocate Molly. And have a great afternoon further, and all the best as you guys prepare for the convention.
Yes. The first day, let me just close by saying, on the first day, the first service will be at 3 p.m. And
okay.
The second service at 6 p.m., as I have already stated. So people should come at 3 p.m. on the first day, at 12, and then 6 p.m. And from then, information and details will be provided at the convention. Our theme is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. South Africa, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and forsake their sins and ask for forgiveness and pray, I will hear them from heaven, and I will heal their land. May
Amen.
You be blessed, Lisa, and may the listeners as well be blessed and come to join us as we pray for our country together. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Advocate Molly.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.